Zakt the mission of following people are remembered in disgrace. Base Garmu for not wanting to teach others the superior way in which they made the Lechem Apon, and Base Haftinus for not wanting to teach others the superior way in which they made the Ketores. Hugras Ben Levi for not wanting to teach others the musical talent that he had. Ben Kamsa for not wanting to teach others how to write the four letters of Hashem's name at one time by holding four pens in the hand at one time. Regarding the people of the last mission, we can apply the pasuk of Zechat Tzadik Levracha. Regarding the people of this mission, we can apply the pasuk of Hashem Rishayim Yirkav. The Gemara explains Beis Garmu knew how to make the lechem upon him in a particular shape and how to remove it from the mold without breaking, but they did not want to share this knowledge with everybody else. The Chum got rid of Beis Garmu and brought people from Egypt who could make the shape but couldn't remove it from the mold, because Beis Garmu would remove it from the mold outside of the oven, thus preventing it from becoming moldy, whereas the other people removed it inside the oven, causing it to become moldy. The Chum asked Beis Garmu to return, but they refused. They only returned when their wages were doubled. They explained that the reason they refused to share the knowledge is because they had a tradition that the Beis HaMikdash would be destroyed, and they didn't want people to have this knowledge, which they would then use for Avodah Zarah. The Chum praised them, though, for one aspect, for never giving their children high quality bread to eat, so that no one should ever say that they took from the they took bread from the lechem upon him. Mishnah says, "Shabbos Avtinas loy rotzu lamed." Al Masak HaKetoyres. Beis Avtinas knew, as Zaknamara explains, Beis Avtinas knew how to make the Ketoyres and where to find the Mala Oshan grass that caused the smoke to go up straight, but refused to share this knowledge. Acham fired them and brought in experts from Egypt, but they couldn't find the Mala Oshan grass. Acham asked Beis Avtinas to return, but they refused. They only returned when their wages were doubled. They explained the reason they refused to share this knowledge because they had a tradition that Beis Avtinas should be destroyed, and they didn't want the people to have the knowledge that they may then use for an Avodah Zarah. The Acham praised them, however, for never allowing any of their wives to wear, or their daughters to wear, perfume, so that they should, no one should ever say it was taken from the Ketoyres. Abrai says, Rabbi Kiva said, Rabbi Shmuel ben Luga told him that he was once collecting grass next to a child and saw the child cry. The child explained that he was from the Beis Avtinas family and saw the Mala Oshan grass, which made him cry. He asked the child to show him the grass. The child refused and said he had a tradition he's never allowed to show it to anybody. Rabbi Yechim Anuri said, an elderly man from Beis Avtinas once came to him and gave him a scroll containing the Ketoyres recipe. He said the family never shared this because it was meant to stay secret in Kodesh. However, today's family members are not trustworthy, so I'm giving it to you. The Mishnah said, Hugras ben Levi v'chula. Bryce explained he would put his thumb in his mouth and his finger over his lip, and through this he would produce a beautifully sweet sound. Bryce says, Ben Kamsa didn't want to teach his method of writing, by which he would take four pens between his fingers, and he would be able to write a four-letter word with one motion of his hand. And that's very important to do for when you're writing the Hashem's name, because this way you can have kavana for a shorter period of time. It's easier. When asked why he did not want to teach his method, he didn't have an answer. What does the pasuk mean when it says "V'shem Yisharam Yirkav"? The name of Russia should wrath. What does that mean? Rav Lada said it means that it should rust and should grow. That rust should grow on their names because no one should use that name. Ravina asked, we find that there was a person named Doeg ben Yosef whose mother would donate his weight in gold in the Beis HaMikdash every time he grew. When Nebuchadnezzar took siege of Yerushalayim and caused the hunger, this same mother ate this child. We see that someone named this child Doeg, even though that was the name of a Russia. But I said this is not problematic to Rav Lada because we see that Nebuchadnezzar, what happened to this child at the end? Rav Lada said a tzaddik is remembered by his own good deeds. Tzadik, the Racha. A Rasha is remembered negatively even when another Rasha does something. V'shem Rasha'im, plural, Yirkav. Ravina asks, where do we see this concept of Zecha Tzadik Racha in the Torah? Where it says, when Hashem said that he would not hide from Avram what was going to happen to Sodom, the Pasuk then gives a bracha to Avram. You see that the mentioning of that he'll be great and powerful nation. So as we see that once we mention the name of Avram, Zecha Tzadik, the Racha then gives a bracha. Ravina asks, where do we see the concept of Shem Risham Yirkav in the Torah? The Gemara says, the pasuk says that Loich pitched his tents all the way until Sodom, and then the pasuk says that the people of Sodom were run v'chatoim yoid. So you see, once you mention the name of Sodom, you're the Rishayim, you disparage them. Rav Elazar said, we find a tzaddik who lived with two Risham and didn't learn from them, Oivadya, who lived with Achav and Izevel. We also find a Rasha who lived with two tzaddikim and didn't learn from them, Esav, who lived with Yitzhak and Rivka. Rav Elazar said, when a pasuk gives a bracha to a tzaddik, it follows it with a curse of the Rishayim, as the pasuk does to Sodom after giving a bracha to Avram. And when a pasuk curses the Risham, it follows with the bracha to Tzadikim, as Hashem did to Avram after the pasuk speaks of the wickedness of Sodom. Rav Elazar said, the world was fit to be created even just for one tzaddik, like the pasuk says, Vayar Elokim ki toiv. Toiv refers to a tzaddik. Rav Elazar said, we learn from a pasuk that one who causes himself to forget his learning causes his children to go to galus. Rav Avohu learns from a pasuk that such a person is removed from his position of greatness. Rav Chiya bar Abba, the name of Rabbi Yochanan, said a tzaddik does not leave this world until another tzaddik like him is created. Like we find that Shmuel HaNavi was born before Eli passed away. He also said, Rav Chiya bar Abba, the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that a pasuk teaches Hashem saw how few tzaddikim there were, so he spread them out into every generation. He also said that a pasuk says that the world remains in existence even for the sake of one tzaddik. He also said a pasuk teaches once a person has lived most of his life without doing an averis, Hashem helps him that he will not do any averis. Reish Lakish said, we learn from a pasuk, if a person decides to go in a bad path in life, he's not prevented from doing so, but he's not helped to go along that way either. If a person decides to go on a good path, he is helped from Shemayim to succeed. The Yeshiva Rishmal taught, based on a pasuk, that doing an Avera clogs the heart of a person. A Braisa says, a pasuk teaches, if a person makes himself a little Tomei, he's made Tomei a lot from Shemayim. If he makes himself Tomei here on earth, he's made Tomei even more so from Shemayim. If he makes himself Tomei in Olam Hazeh, he is made Tomei in Olam Haba. A Braisa says, similarly, a pasuk teaches, if a person makes himself a little Kadosh, he is made a lot Kadosh. If he makes himself Kadosh on this on earth, then he's made Kadosh in Shemayim. If he makes himself Kadosh in Olam Hazeh, he is made Kadosh in Olam Haba. Hadnalach, Perek, Omar Lohem, Hamimuna.